With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. military officials say the crash of a helicopter over the eastern Mediterranean has left five American troops dead, that incident occurring during a routine air refueling training mission. Efforts continue to free hostages in Gaza taken by Hamas during its initial attack on Israel last month. White House says at least nine Americans are among the group being held. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
There are ongoing negotiations involving the Israelis, the Qataris, and we, the United States.
And Sullivan was asked about Israel's insistence that it controls security in Gaza when the war ends. He tells ABC News This Week with George Stephanopoulos, the U.S. objectives have been clearly stated.
No reoccupation of Gaza, no reduction in the territory of Gaza, no forcible displacement of Palestinians, and Gaza should never be allowed to be used as a base for terrorist attacks against Israel or anyone else.
Also at SRNnews.com, White House says President Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping will discuss a wide range of regional and global issues when they meet in the upcoming week. Two leaders will be in San Francisco for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. Senior U.S. APEC official Matt Murray was asked if he believes the economic relationship between Washington and Beijing is showing any kinds of signs of warming up now or in the near future.
I don't want to speculate on where we're headed, but again, I think what's really important in my view is that we are having this really large APEC gathering, which will provide a lot of different opportunities to engage with some of our most important economic partners. Of course, China is one of those partners.
That is APEC official Matt Murray, and this is SRN News. Americans are weighing in on the theory of evolution.
A Suffolk University USA Today poll reveals that 37% of adults do not believe that human beings evolved from anything, stating that they were created by God in their present form. 24% think we did evolve from animals, but that God directed the process. And another 29% say, quote, humans evolved into their present form without divine intervention. Most likely to support creationism are Southerners, women, and Republicans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom calling for reform in Sri Lanka. Commission says the government must amend or repeal current discriminatory policies and legislation to allow for greater religious freedom for Christian, Hindu, and Muslim communities. Persecution of Christians is still on the rise in Sri Lanka. This is SRN News. Government agencies and nonprofits working to reduce the number of homeless veterans. They're reporting success. Shannon Gerber, the executive director of Home Depot Foundation, says they believe in the complete program that's offered by Veterans Empowerment Organization.
They do incredible work to help them with all the wraparound services that are needed. Because housing is very important, but without the wraparound services, it's not enough for veterans to fully be back into the workforce and into civilian life.
And officials for veterans say there's been a tremendous amount of success and there's a lot of pride.
There was a gentleman that had an IT background and came here and went through our program. And left and got a job at Apple. So came off the street with $0 and got a $120,000 job at Apple.
That is Tony Kimbrough. More details at SRNnews.com.